This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. You're out, you're about, but you want your Dan Patrick. Well, good news, he goes everywhere with you. If you missed the show, you can podcast it. If you want to see the show, just go to Peacock, and we stream it live every weekday. Watch past episodes, too. The Dan Patrick Show, available anywhere you are, any way you want it. Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show.
I love Dan Patrick. Oh, my God.
Home to the biggest guests and best sports talk on radio.
I love it. One of my favorites.
Normally, home to Dan Patrick.
Oh, goodness.
But today, Dan and the Danettes are off.
I don't see another radio show.
Instead, you get Doug Gottlieb and Dan Byer broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Welcome in. It is the 4th of July, which kind of a weird sports day, right? Like the biggest sporting event is the same dude eating a ton of hot dogs in what I can only deem as a magic trick. That's what I feel like. I feel like it's like at some point it's a magic trick. You can't eat 70 hot dogs in one sitting without there being some sort of magic. Say good morning to Dan Byer, who's
good morning,
with us
Doug.
This morning. John Ramos, how you doing?
I'm good, Doug. How are you today?
I'm well. Jay Stu, you know what's funny? We do a segment on our the podcast version of our show called You're Annoying. I will tell you two things super annoying about the 4th of July that I think you're immediately gonna nod your head about, right?
Love it.
It's, well, generally fireworks.
I agree, by the way.
And like most guys, I believe, go through some sort of phase where you like blowing crap up. You're like, yeah, America, right? So it's not necessarily that sort of phase. It's the, we have these fireworks shows and they're kind of the same thing every year. And like, do you want to go see the fireworks? Like, you know, like I'm in my 40s now. I've seen a lot of fireworks show. They're kind of all the same. And oh yeah, by the way, you know that little finale thing? We could wrap this thing up a lot quicker if we just did the finale the whole time. The second part to it is, and this is a big one, which is people who take pictures of fireworks and put them on Instagram. Like, we all know what fireworks look like. We're all in America. It's 4th of July. Pretty good chance if we're outside, there's fireworks overhead. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you're not really capturing or enjoying the moment if you're taking a picture of the moment.
Would the fireworks, instead of the smiley face in the middle, if there was a frown, would that change things up?
Maybe.
Because that's a new one with a smiley face. I don't know if new within the past 20 years. But it has added an element to it.
It's a great point, Dan Beyer, okay? Because I just had this discussion last night where I said, you know, somewhere in a laboratory, there's guys that invent these new fireworks things, but it takes you like 5 years of seeing it before you realize something has changed, right? Yes. You're like, did I just see it what looked like ants? And then you don't watch another fireworks show until the very next year. You're like, hey, I think I just saw the thing that looked like ants before. It doesn't become a thing till like year four or five. You're like, see, here comes the little things that look like ants.
It also takes them 5 years to develop because they're doing it with six fingers. So that makes it really, really difficult.
That's a very, very good point. Anyway, this is a night or day where we have fireworks and everybody does the same thing, right? You keep your kids up, especially if you have little kids. And Dan, you're coming to this age, right, where you got to keep your kids up because they got to see the fireworks. They're up past their bedtime. They don't actually, they like the fireworks initially, but they also get frustrated at the pace of the initial fireworks. Then it's done. Then there's so much traffic to get back to your car and get them home. It is not worth it. Watch it on your balcony or maybe here's another one, watching fireworks on TV. That's, you're just lazy there. Like, you just, if you're going to watch the fireworks, watch the fireworks. If it's on TV, it just does not translate at all.
I feel that San Diego display a few years ago, when they let them all off at the same time, that was like the viral clip, remember, when they accidentally, and it was just this massive barrage of fireworks. And for the 45 seconds, it was freaking awesome. But I feel that's been replaced by the, have you seen on TikTok the one, I think it's in Dallas, they're actually lighting it during the day.
Yeah.
In the middle of the street.
Yes. And then something goes into the box, and the box takes off.
Yes. I don't want to laugh, but. Yeah,
no, I'm laughing. Oh. Honestly, it's a great point because It's like when you see those videos of a man taunting a bull, right? Where at some point you become a fan of the bull. You're like, let him have it. Yeah. In this particular case, I don't want anybody to lose a digit, but I definitely like a little bit of seared hair, right? I like, you kind of had it coming to you, dude. If you guys were that close and you had a big box of fireworks and you're that dumb that a spark can light off, you know, $1,000 goes up in exactly like 30 seconds. I find that to be hilarious because it's not my money. Not my money at all. Welcome in, Stan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app. It is the 4th of July. And we've reached two places in NBA free agency. We've reached the, well, I hadn't heard that name in quite a while, right? It's like the Obi-Wan Kenobi. I have not heard that name in quite a long time. Corey Joseph signs yesterday. Like, Corey Joseph, I remember him. Where was he? He was at the Pistons this year. The Pistons have a team this year. And ask yourself, honestly, can you name a Pistons player? Cade Cunningham's my only name. Other than that, I got nothing for you. Anyway, we have reached that point, and we've reached the point of, you know, finally, Damian Lillard, they've announced it's official. It's a divorce. And we'll get to that upcoming. But I think the thing that jumps out at me and what happens with my cell phone, with my friends, and if you, before you get to your 600 or 800 or 8,000 or 6,000 limit of tweets, that's a new thing over the weekend, wasn't it? All of a sudden our tweets were limited based upon whether or not we were verified.
Only on Saturday. I have not had a problem since.
Yeah, because they were like cleaning data or something and they're trying to speed it up, or I'm not really sure. Interesting on Saturday, right? Is that like if Elon was a Mormon, would they not have tweets on Sunday? That would have been.
It seemed like a way to punish those unverified.
Right.
You need to start paying, Doug.
Totally. And you can't have TweetDeck now if you're not verified. I believe that's coming as well. Yep. And TweetDeck's a great little device. And those of us who earn their verification the old way by being some sort of quasi slappy celebrity are mad that now I got to pay $8 to be the equal of every other human being. It's basically behind a paywall. That's what Twitter is, work behind a paywall. Hey, you didn't think Elon paid, what was it, $44 billion and didn't expect to make money on it? Like, this wasn't altruism. He didn't go like, you know, I'm just going to spend it just to spread my own political thoughts. Like, no, he wants to make money on it, and this is how, and he will. But I think the thing that jumps, and you guys tell me, okay, the thing that jumps out at you is the $260 million contracts that have been handed out to what, Lonzo Ball's gotten one. Who else has gotten one?
Anthony Edwards got one yesterday.
Anthony Edwards got one. Not the actor. Well, he actually is an actor, but the basketball player, Anthony Edwards, right?
Talk to me, Goose.
And so here's the and this even happened with, remind me, Memphis Grizzlies. He was, he talked ish about LeBron. And
Dylan
then,
Brooks?
Dylan Brooks got $20 million a year, right? 4 years, $80 million, is that about right, with the Houston Rockets?
Yes.
And what happens with people is, have any of you guys been car shopping recently? Like new car shopping?
Not new car shopping. Within the past year, we did purchase a new vehicle.
Used cars, pre-owned cars.
Yes.
Pre-loved cars, right? We can't just say used cars. By the way, do pre-owned car salesmen have the same reputation as used car salesmen? Man, a guy's just a used car salesman. No, I'm a pre-owned car salesman.
Wait a minute. Have we stopped using used? Who's offended by used?
Oh, everybody. It's not. Nobody's offended by it. Dealerships.
Yes. Wow.
Certified pre-owned.
When was the last time you went shopping for a car, bro?
I mean,
it doesn't say.
I didn't know used was an old term.
Some of these don't even say used. It says new pre-owned. Right? You're not used. You're not used. You're pre-owned. Right? Or pre-loved. Or certified, right? What's certified mean? Like, we ran through the shop and it runs. So there you go. Anyway, if you've been new car shopping, to me is the one that's changed the most. And what I mean by is for our lifetime, okay, and there's gonna be a lot of people nodding your head. You'd go in and you'd see the sticker price, and the thought on the sticker price was if you pay this price and walk out the door, you are the biggest dum-dum on the face of the earth, right? No one pays sticker price. Zero people pay sticker price. It's like Bed Bath & Beyond, where you walk in and everything is 30% off and you got a 25% off coupon in your pocket that was delivered to your house, right? So you don't really even judge. Kohl's is like that too, right? Like everything is Kohl's. You buy 2 6-packs of socks and you get some sort of discount. There is no, the sticker price doesn't really matter. And for our lifetime, that's how it was. Well, again, because of COVID, they didn't make cars for a long time. Then, you know, people weren't using cars. And so everything got backlogged. And then we also had stuff off of San Pedro where they bring in all the cars. That's still kind of blocked off there. Anyway, because of a shortage, not only can you not necessarily get a new car, but people are paying over sticker price, and the sticker prices are all jacked up as well. You're like, excuse me? Yeah, go try and buy a new car. And it honestly kind of defies logic. You're like, well, gas is, well, not as expensive as it was at its peak, still really expensive. And you try and go walk in and buy like a truck. Like a really nice one of the really, I don't even pick a brand, but walk in, you're like, dude, when did trucks become 80 grand? And oh yeah, by the way, you're paying above sticker for it. For our lifetime, you'd walk in, you see a sticker price, you go, all right, what's the invoice price? And the invoice price wasn't really the invoice price, right? Because they have what's called holdback. And like, these are not, I'm not some sort of car buying genius. I'm just old enough and wise enough and looked at the internet enough and talked to enough people. Most of us know somewhere around quote unquote invoice price. And maybe if you could get invoice minus 500, you felt like you got a decent deal. Those days are over. Now it's changed some because of interest rates, right? They've lowered some, and that stopped kind of wholesale inflation and obviously slowed the market a great deal. But the fact is that if you haven't shopped for a car in like 4 or 5 years and you walk into a car dealership, you're like, wait, what? You don't have cars here? And if I want a car, I have to order it. And if I order it, I have to pay above sticker? That doesn't make any sense. That's what's happening to so many of you. When you look at these NBA deals, you're like, wait, Lonzo Ball got $260 million? And look, I get it. What doesn't make sense about the NBA system is basically you can have the idea behind it with this new collective bargaining agreement is you can pay your own homegrown, home drafted player so much money for more years than anybody else that there's no way that they're going to leave you to free agency. That's the idea. And it's the idea is to protect the small markets, right? Because Utah and Charlotte and Oklahoma City and I feel like Howard Dean right now. And right. and San Antonio. They were all getting pissed because, like, dude, or New Orleans, like, we get these guys, and then the second they want a big contract, the only difference before was 5 years guarantee versus 4 years guarantee. And in basketball, if you sign a 4 year guaranteed contract, you're going to get another contract at the other end. So they kind of outsmarted it. So the new collective bargaining agreement, again, you can give a guy so much money, it makes it very, very hard for them to leave. But the numbers are ridiculous. On the other hand, the scale is different than my salary and your salary haven't gone up, but what the NBA is making is exponentially higher. And it's all based upon those percentages and based upon the very strong likelihood that their new TV deal will far outshine this TV deal. And because of those percentages, they'll make a bunch of money. And again, look, what doesn't make sense is that it really should be slotted like top player in the league. So Nikola Jokic is arguably the best player in the league, but because he's one of the top two players on the Nuggets, he'll be a supermax contract guy, right? Whereas Lonzo Ball is going to get the same amount of money as either one of the two stars of the Boston Celtics. Right? Like Jaylen Brown is, we think at some point, is going to get one of those deals. Jaylen Brown's team has gone to the Eastern Conference Finals and NBA Finals, whereas Lonzo Ball, who a very talented player, has done exactly zero in the playoffs. Nothing. Nada. So, but he's the max guy to their team, so he's paid an equal amount commensurate with all the other max contract guys of his age on other teams. That part doesn't make sense. What does make sense is, if you're not paying attention, the numbers have gone up, but they've gone up across the board. Dylan Brooks getting $20 million seems like a crazy amount of money. And honestly, it is, right? I mean, $20 million guaranteed per year for 4 years to play for the Houston Rockets. And look, it's an overpay by the Rockets because they're trying to change the culture. They've drafted a bunch of young guys who couldn't get along with their coach and ran him out of town, and now you get a legit coach, and Ime Udoka comes in, and he wants to bring in some vets, and they overpaid for their point guard, Fred VanVleet, and they overpaid for Dylan Brooks because they're culture guys. You got to overpay to get a guy to leave his team. I get all of that. But $20 million for Dylan Brooks sounds like a gargantuan amount of money. But then compare it with the fact that his starting point guard, Fred VanVleet, is going to be making in the mid-40s to mid-50s during the same period of time. Make sense? Inflation doesn't work that way for all of our salaries. It's worked this way. Did you guys see that the average American is paying 71% more for groceries per year? Right? And that's all that's happened here in the NBA is you went to a car dealership, you hadn't been there for a while, you're like, holy crap, $260 million? You're like, yeah. Did you know Karl Anthony Towns' contract, like the last year, he's going to make $60 million? Like, really? Yeah. I mean, maybe if we put some, like, interest rates on this thing to slow it down, I don't know. It's crazy.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Stan Patrick Show. Good morning to you. It's Stan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressive, techie, and surprisingly roomy. With available seating up to 7, the vehicle is all-electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB. Dan Beyer, John Ramos, and of course my man Jason Stewart, all alongside. Happy 4th July to you. Watched some NBA Summer League last night. Obviously didn't see Victor Wembanyama, even though the Spurs play. He's only going to play in Vegas. Did see Chet Holmgren play. I'll give you my thoughts upcoming. But I love the, it's a fun time of year where you're like, who won free agency? And I've heard a lot of people saying, well, the Lakers, they won free agency, right? Now, there's a couple parts to it. One, nothing is finished. Between the Lillard trade and potential other trades and other movement, it's not finished. But, you know, retaining Austin Reeves at $100 million, I guess technically his free agency is restricted free agent. Retaining D'Angelo Russell, who they couldn't play in the NBA playoffs. He was so bad against Denver, they couldn't play him. The most shots he made were after all the playoff games where he'd stand around on the court at Staples and get shots. And I like you go out and you get another point guard. Remember, previously they had Dennis Schroeder, right? And what'd they do? Well, they went out and got Gabe Vincent, who, of course, started for the Miami Heat. So now you have, again, a two-headed monster. But Beyer, I think Pelinka did a good job.
Yes, agreed.
I actually think he did a good job. But you can do a good job and not build that's not a championship roster.
I was going to say, rarely is it like, all right, we got swept in the conference finals, let's run it back. Like, you don't hear that sort of thing, but that is the reality of it. I think we're so accustomed to LeBron having such control over the decisions and the Lakers just doing whatever LeBron wants that we feel it is a massive win when they follow a script that doesn't seem to be LeBron directed.
Agreed. And but the other part to it is we can't seem to admit, okay, when people do, like, you can do a good job, you're just not going to win a championship. You're like, wait. They got to the conference finals last year. Like, okay, let's be honest, right? First thing is, last year, the Grizzlies didn't have their starting center, or their small ball five. It's a completely different series if the Grizzlies are healthy. Doesn't mean the Grizzlies win, okay? But and the Grizzlies hadn't really played in that level of playoff yes. game, and Ja had missed a bunch of time. But if the Grizzlies are healthy, different playoff.
Agreed.
Okay? Now, they beat the Warriors 4-1. And the Warriors, by the way, are kind of running it back. They're kind of doing the addition by subtraction. Like, hey, what would it look like if we were the same team, only we got rid of Jordan Poole? That's basically what yes. they've done. You know? Hold on, we got a whole new look roster. What'd you do? Well, we added Chris Paul, but really we just want to get rid of Jordan Poole. That's what they've done. But we also have to factor in, like, the Clippers were arguably the best team, and we still don't know if their roster is going to stay. They were in any conversation, and they weren't healthy. And while you can sit here and go like, well, if you're depending on Paul George and Kawhi Leonard to be healthy in the playoffs, good luck. You're right. But if you want to make that argument, what if I made the same argument about the Lakers? Remember, Anthony Davis and LeBron James fully healthy throughout the playoffs. What's the likelihood that a 39-year-old LeBron James is better next year than this year? Not likely. What's the likelihood that Anthony Davis and LeBron James are both healthy in the playoffs next year like this year? Not likely. So, yeah, I thought they did a good job. I think they have a good, solid roster. I think they have a really good base. But if we paid attention, LeBron's not the guy he used to be. They needed somebody else to make plays, create shots. And they aren't really able to get it. So they just built a really good team that'll be really competitive. And if those two guys are healthy, they'll probably win a playoff series. And then they'll get beaten by somebody who's better. Right? I mean, like, I don't know what Phoenix ends up looking like. But how can you not say that Phoenix won free agency going out and getting, like, they added an all-NBA caliber player. You know, no one knows how good Brad Beal is here in his 30s because he's played completely meaningless games basically his entire career. But I don't know if he's their third option. That's a pretty good option in Phoenix. And, like, they'll either keep DeAndre Ayton, who can really score, and just try and outscore you. Like, that's an impressive roster. Again, I don't know if they'll be healthy. I don't know what that looks like, but compare it to the Lakers, you're like, one added Gabe Vincent, one added Brad Beal. Who got better?
I'd even say Memphis.
Yeah.
With the investment that they made to make sure that Ja Morant is on the right track.
Yeah.
Not only with the addition of Marcus Smart, but just saying, like, Derrick Rose, come on in. Yeah, this is the guy that for 25 games they can maybe manage whatever, and maybe in the long run it's going to be better for Memphis anyway, where Ja Morant starts mid-season practically. But even just those additions, and then they signed Desmond Bane to a long-term deal, I think you could make the argument that Memphis is better as well, even with Ja's suspension.
New Orleans, if Zion plays, New Orleans has elite talent, right? So, obviously Zion been in the Twitter news for all kinds of other stuff, craziness, but, like, let's not get it twisted. That guy is a superstar when he's healthy, when he's right. And we just don't know if that will be next year. Yes, John Ramos.
So who was somebody the Lakers should have got if you just had to look?
No, we
know that the players they got make them equal to what they had, but was there somebody out there that they missed?
No, so you're screwed.
They can only do what they have with what they got.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Correct.
Like a lot of the teams in the NBA, by the way.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's why, and I'm not taking shots at any one in particular radio host, but the classic radio thing to be like, man, why can't the Lakers just go add Damian Lillard? Like, because Portland's like, no, we don't want to do that.
Those are dumb questions.
Well, I mean, you know, when there's nothing to talk about, they're highly speculative and they're not. You know, you had the Damian Lillard he's from Oakland, so why doesn't he go play for the Warriors? Like, not working. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like we can talk about, this guy's, you know, will never play for this team again, or why don't you make this trade? It works in the trade machine. I went on ESPN.com and did the trade machine. It works. Who says no to that? Yeah, everybody. Last year, remember, we wanted to trade Anthony Davis. You remember that? I said, oh, you got to trade Anthony Davis. Got to trade him. You trade Anthony Davis. And then you're like, Okay, so the Lakers move heaven and earth to get a guy who, when healthy, is one of the seven best players in the NBA, and they're going to trade him because he's injured to get somebody else they don't know, who LeBron isn't friends with, his agency doesn't represent? Yeah, that's not happening.
The West is very intriguing, and I know you're going to talk about Chet Holmgren, but you've got this group, and I know Minnesota and New Orleans did make offers to Portland for Damian Lillard, but you do have like these different groups in the West. Golden State and the Lakers can be put in the same group of, all right, we're going to try to run it back with our core and see what we've got. Phoenix, you mentioned Bradley Beal, but their depth is whatever. But you do have the Denver, the defending champs. Sacramento continues to seem to rise. And you've got this Timberwolves, Pelicans, Thunder sort of group that seem to be on the verge as well. Where now all of a sudden I'm starting to scratch my head saying maybe the Lakers and Warriors shouldn't have just been, hey, we're going to run it back, especially with those teams coming up the way that they are.
Right, but what are your options?
Yeah.
What are your options? And I do think there's a certain, like, look, what the Lakers are trying to do is the league has, I mean, there's kind of two ways to do it, right? You either try and do what Phoenix is doing, which the Lakers have tried to do, which is, hey, let's get a couple of stars and then just get minimum contract guys who want to try and win around them. Or you do kind of an ensemble cast. And that's really what worked for Miami, was an ensemble cast. And I think that's the Lakers are trying to build an ensemble cast around their two guys, and that gives them the best opportunity because you can't trade LeBron and you can't trade Anthony Davis. Those are not movable guys.
You know what's funny, though, is as a Bucks fan, you look at what Milwaukee had this offseason, and there comes a point where you do have to make a difficult decision somewhere. But you say to yourself, okay, well, you know, obviously Giannis is there. Well, you got to have Middleton back. I mean, you can't lose Middleton. Can't lose Middleton. So then you sign Middleton to a deal. And then you're like, well, gosh, if they lost Brooke Lopez, they would be.
They got both Lopezes.
Yeah. And if you lost, but if you lost Brooke Lopez, that would be awful for Milwaukee.
Yes.
Okay, so now you've signed them. You've got Drew Holiday under contract. Now you're four players deep.
Yeah, and then you have no more money.
Yeah, and you're saying, okay, well, how do we change from what they did? They just signed Malik Beasley yesterday. But you're trying to figure out where do you change. And, you know, Milwaukee didn't look like a team against the Miami Heat that was, you know, this close to a championship. But you believe that that core is there. But at some point when you're, and I think it's the Lakers situation as well. You're like, okay, we've got LeBron and we've got Anthony Davis. Well, you can't lose Austin Reeves. You know, there's no way that you can do that. And then you do add a Gabe Vincent. Then at what point are you saying, okay, we kind of are on the same team that maybe didn't go as far. Like that's, I think certain teams fall victim to that and are afraid to make the big changes, or maybe just the status of the NBA doesn't allow them to. But at some point, all of a sudden you're like, okay, yeah, I guess we are just what we were previously.
What do you think of the tweets with Woj and Shams where they credit the agents?
Oh.
But, like, can you read, do you have the Beasley, can somebody find the Beasley tweet for me that because Shams, I think the Beasley tweet was either like last night, and it talked about, like, man, they got Malik Beasley, what an impactful shooter, right? What did the Lakers lack against the Denver Nuggets? They shoot the ball well against Denver Nuggets? They did not, right? They needed more shooting.
Got the tweet. Sorry.
Yeah. Can you read the tweet for me?
Free agent Malik Beasley has reached a one-year agreement on a deal with the Bucks. Sources tell Athletic and Stadium. Agent Brian Youngreese, I'm not sure, of Parlay Sports and Entertainment negotiated the contract.
There's another one, though, from Shams where he's like, you know, one of the most impactful shooters in the playoffs this year, whatever.
Oh, yes. A big pickup for the championship contending Bucks. Beasley led the NBA in three-pointers made off the bench last season, and he bolsters their two-guard position with a significant opportunity in the rotation.
Yeah, no, he won't. He can't play, right? Because if he could play, the Lakers would have used him in the Western Conference Finals, where he took off his sweats one game. The Lakers concluded Malik Beasley can't play. When I say can't play, it doesn't mean like he can't physically play basketball, but at that level of the NBA playoffs, they couldn't find a place to put him on the floor when you badly needed shooting. Here's a guy with a reputation as a shooter, and you couldn't find any minutes for him. He went from playing like 10 minutes to like 6 to 3, barely played in the Warriors series, and then they got to the Nuggets and like, yeah. So again, like, this is, and I understand why Shams and why Woj, why they have to put the agent's name, why they have to put some nice happy stamp on it, right? Because you're not going to get that information fed to you via text unless you do that. But I mean, it's not that big a pickup. Let's just be honest. People weren't beating down the door for Malik Beasley when he took off his sweats exactly once and the Lakers needed shooting and he didn't play against the Nuggets.
I think the bigger deal is that Shams took 2 of my 600 tweets to tell me the Bucks signed Malik Beasley. Come on.
Oh. It is weird though on like when NBA free agency is huge and all of a sudden you don't have Twitter. That was a weird Saturday. You felt like paralyzed, like refresh. It's like, it's not refreshing. And then you start texting your friends, is yours not refreshing? Did Shams and Woj break Twitter?
It was paralyzing, but in a way, it was a bit freeing. Liberating.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, totally freeing. I get that.
What you guys are describing is completely foreign to me because I'm the one who paid to be verified. I've said this many times, but I had a relationship with Verified for 14 years where they wouldn't accept me. And I tried many times over and over again, tried to use my influence, and it never happened. And then when it became attainable, I purchased it. I was one of the first people to join Twitter Blue. So on Saturday, I had such fun on Twitter watching everyone complain about it. And it was an interesting social experiment by Elon Musk. It pissed people off.
It was, but I agree with you though, Dan. There's a freeing feeling to not staring to see if Damian Lillard got traded today. When you're like, at some point, you're just like, oh, you read his tweet about the all I get is 600 views or whatever. Like, okay, I must be over my limit. I have no use for Twitter today.
Oh, by the way, you know when you have to scroll through all those tweets when you first get on Twitter, you haven't been on in hours?
Yeah.
I think that counted as the 600.
I know it did.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Yes.
You know for sure.
Yes. Yes.
That's brutal.
It's like back when we used to ask for directions, right? You go 6 lights up here and take a right. Do I count the first light? Apparently you do. Asking for directions. Remember that? The great thing now is you can blame the computer. This phone, what's it know when it sent me down the wrong street? You could ask for directions, actually had human contact.
Just recently, we were up in Big Bear, and my old man stopped by a gas station to ask for directions to the landfill that we needed to get to. And I was following him in the car. I'm like, Dad, what'd you do? He's like, I had to ask him for directions to the landfill. And I had already looked it up on my GPS on my phone. What exactly are we doing? Is this 1983?
Well, I mean, have you ever been where you have no cell service, so you don't have GPS?
Sure.
You, like, all of a sudden feel like, oh my God, I have to find my way on my own.
You feel
naked.
I need a Sherpa
here. It is crazy how widely dependent, because if you grew up in Southern California, your parents probably had a Thomas Brothers guide, right? Which is like a mapping, gridding system of every different road and crevice in Southern California. It was amazing. Amazing. Think about all those people who are looking for work now. Like, yeah, we used to make those. The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, and all the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all is Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now with PaniniAmerica.com. Come up on the Doug Gottlieb. Come up on the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Something is taking place on TV channels all weekend. And it's one of those, is this really a thing? It's actually a sport and used to kind of be a huge thing. Yet we don't care anymore. Tell you what it is next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
A little letting for you on 4th of July. Happy 4th of July to you. Doug Gottlieb, Dan Beyer, in for Dan the Danettes here on Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app. I got kind of a, it's a hypothetical question, and it does relate to this, is, let's do this. A list of holidays. List of holidays, right? If you start at the start of the year, New Year's Day, what is synonymous with New Year's Day? Granted, it's not as good as it used to be, but Beyer, what's the synonymous New Year's Day?
College football.
Right. College football bowl games. Martin Luther King's holiday is always a full basketball slate, right? Valentine's Day, also full basketball slate. I do wish President's Day weekend, I still believe that should be the Super Bowl. I know there's some reason they don't. That should be the Super Bowl. Or President's Day, also same thing. It's a big, that's right in the middle of basketball season. You got daytime games as well there. But it's not maybe as big a holiday. In the big holidays, New Year's Day, Christmas Day, what else? Thanksgiving. Right? Thanksgiving's yes. Football. Christmas is now NFL. It used to be NBA. So it's kind of both.
Honestly, Labor Day weekend's the opening of college football season.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The 4th of July is the only national holiday where there's no true sport that's attached to it. And you can go baseball. But the All-Star game is next week. That's more of a celebratory. Maybe they should do it on the 4th of July. Right? It's America's pastime. There's always fireworks after it. I would guess the reason they don't is everybody fills up their stadium on 4th of July, right? And then they do their own fireworks display. And so they're like, wait, why would we give up a full house for our 4th of July just so there'd be one full house in baseball? It makes sense. Albeit for the players, right? If it wasn't all about money, that would be a good time for them to get away, have a couple days off. But I would say if there's any sporting event outside of the hot dog eating contest, it's tennis, but of all the sports in trouble in the States, is there one that does not, it moves the meter less now than tennis? And this is not me going I don't care about tennis. it's a country club sport. Like, no, I've played tennis as a kid. I play tennis now. I enjoy tennis. And we're at the end of an era of three, if not the three, but three of arguably the greatest players of all time. But tennis clubs are becoming pickleball clubs. And we haven't had a Grand Slam, U.S.-born male Grand Slam winner in 20 years. And I got to be honest with you, I'm guessing Beyer is the only guy. Can anybody else name any of the male competitors in Wimbledon right now? Can you name a guy?
I can a few.
I know. Yeah. I said Beyer. Yes. So you're the one guy who, you know, I mean, how many?
I can't do it. I can't do it.
I can't do it either. Can't name a guy. And honestly, I'm not sure I can name many women.
Well, that's another point, because Serena's retirement, I mean, you talk about Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic carrying the men's game. Serena's carried the women's game completely. It was Serena and everyone else.
Right.
And you think of even the different competitors that she had to face during her tenure that came and went and didn't stick around, but Serena has always been there. It is a glaring absence in these Grand Slam events now without Serena in the field.
No question. No questions asked. I mean, it's one of those, I don't even know how you fix it. Old people used to play tennis are now playing pickleball. Tennis players now playing pickleball. Do kids grow up?
That's a fad, Doug?
Pickleball?
Yeah. You think
I will
go
say
away
this about pickleball. Yes. You can't watch it on TV. I don't. It's like lacrosse. Like, you can't. I can't see four dudes standing up like 3 feet from a line, basically playing, you know, life size ping pong. And I have friends that are listening that are big pickleball players, and they're like, no, I like watching. Like, dude, that's because you're all the way in. The rest of us are like, I can't do it. Can't do it.
I totally agree with you.
It's like lacrosse. Lacrosse is a great sport. It doesn't work on TV. Sorry. There's just no way.
I think pickleball is a sport for tennis when you just can't run the court anymore.
Yes. Lacrosse is a sport for football players who aren't good enough.
It's also weird when they're broadcasting at local parks and you see like a pickup game in the background of these pickleball things. There's a picnic, you know, a birthday party going on.
A bouncy house.
Yes.
A bouncy
Super
house in
weird.
The background. But I wonder what happened to tennis. Like, it's really what happened. I would say probably the Tiger effect, right? Because country club kids used to like to play tennis. Tennis was cool. And now, like, dude, like, golf is awesome. Right? I would say that's part of it.
I would say this. I think through time, we've always had this passing of the torch. And when someone leaves, you're not sure who's going to fill it. So maybe you go to the women's side. And then when the women's side ends up losing someone, you go to the men's side. I think we're just in a spot where we've lost these four players, the three guys, Djokovic and Nadal next year are still playing, and Serena. So you no longer have Federer, you no longer have Serena. Those coincided with each other.
We don't have any Americans. And like, look, we can pretend like, no, I love the game. We watch because there's somebody we can relate to, right? Just give me an American flag. Nobody. 20 years, Dan. 20 years. And like, Andy Roddick was good, but it's not like he was Djokovic sort of level. All right. What sport should be aligned with the 4th of July? We'll get to that next. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.